Welcome to the Fantasy Football is Life podcast with your host, Colton. You guys can follow me on Twitter at ColtonFFIL, my website, fantasyfootballislife.com, and you can follow me on YouTube as well for some video podcasts. So hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. And today we're going to do the 2019 tight end rankings. Go over some of the rankings, go over players I like, players I don't like, some sleepers, things to help you guys get ready, because draft season, it's about two and a half, three weeks away, so definitely need to start getting prepared. And the tight end could be like such a big hit or miss position, you know. If you don't go with an elite tight end, a lot of weeks you're looking at like tight ends getting you two catches, you know, and that kind of does suck, and you probably lose your, you might definitely hurt your freaking score that week. So let's go with the overall tight end rankings. I'm not going to go over all the rankings, but I'll definitely go top 10. So number one, we got Travis Kelce, Kansas City. That's pretty unanimous. Two, we have George Kittle from San Francisco. Three, we have Zach Ertz from Philly. Four, we have Evan Ingram from the Giants. Five, we have OJ Howard, Tampa Bay. Six, we have Hunter Henry from the Chargers, which I'm very excited about Hunter Henry. I think he's going to have a big year. Seven, we have Jared Cook from New Orleans. Eight, we have Vance McDonald from Pittsburgh. Nine, we have David Njoku from Cleveland. And 10, we have Delanie Walker from Tennessee. With some outlier guys like Eric Ebron, Jimmy Graham, Kyle Rudolph, Greg Olsen. Those are some good names too, but probably older guys, not really going to help you win your league, really. Maybe more of a flyer kind of guy. So let me just go over, I mean, if you're going to draft early, you want Travis Kelce, man. Travis, you want the big three. Every year it's the big three. Since Gronk's out, it's going to be Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Zach Ertz. All three of these guys that they're in your lineup. Yeah, they might have a bad game or once in a while, but these are the most consistent guys that are going to get you 4 to 5 catches and a touchdown on like a per game basis, as opposed to any other tight end that really offer only, you have to like offer touchdown upside and they have to score. These three guys don't have to score to be fantasy relevant. They need to, a lot of times when they don't score, they're still getting like 5, 6, 7 catches for like 50, 60 yards. And that's pretty good points right there if you're not scoring. So yeah, so I love those three. I'm a big Zach Ertz guy. Zach Ertz won me my league last year. There is question with Dallas Goedert, that he might take away targets, you know. I've been seeing all those reports, especially with getting DeSean Jackson in, you know. They have a loaded receiving core, so maybe he won't get as many targets, but I don't think that's the case, man. I think Zach Ertz is just, he's going to be Carson Wentz's weapon. And since they got DeSean Jackson, it's going to leave the middle of the field wide open. So I think Zach Ertz has another elite year this season. So don't let the fantasy experts scare you away from getting Zach Ertz. Definitely love me some Zach Ertz. I do love George Kittle as well. And that offense, hopefully with Jimmy G back in full effect, they can sling the rock. And George Kittle was a beast last year. So I love drafting a tight end with like my maybe second, third pick, because I just want to have that position locked down for the whole year. I hate having to stream a tight end and praying that they get like a goal line touchdown, because that's what happens with every other tight end here. You got to hope they can get 3 catches for like 30 yards and like a touchdown. That's what you pray. That's what you pray happens with these tight ends. So tight end's such a tough position, man. It's really hard to, it's hard to really know what's going to happen. You know, it's such a lucky position, I guess. If you're not picking the top three, it's just dart throws at that point. But I'll go with some tight ends that maybe I don't really like this year. First off, I'm not sure I like Delanie Walker. He's really old, coming off his ankle injury. Tennessee doesn't really pass the ball. They're a run-heavy team, especially with Derrick Henry. So I mean, Delanie Walker is a kind of a nice value, but he's sitting right next to Eric Ebron, which Eric Ebron has the touchdown upside because he led the league in touchdowns last year with 10. So don't like Delanie Walker and such a non-pass heavy offense. I would stay away from him. When I go down the list, tight ends that I don't like, I don't like Jimmy Graham. I've never been a Jimmy Graham guy. He's had so much hype around him because he was an elite tight end at one point, but he's definitely fallen off, and his value is super deep, so you might get some value with some of these guys because they haven't been performing, but Jimmy Graham is Jimmy Graham. He's going to get you one catch, or he's going to get you like three for a touchdown. That's what he's going to do. Kyle Rudolph is down this list too. Man, Kyle Rudolph, I really liked Kyle Rudolph, but he had such a bad season last season. And, like, I don't know. It's clear that Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen are the go-to targets in that offense. So I just don't like that pickup right there. And honestly, tight ends I don't like. I don't like Gerald Everett with the Rams. I know Rams have this elite offense, but Gerald Everett, he's just not consistent. I mean, he's just not a big part of their passing game. If he was an elite tight end in that offense, it'd be crazy. But he's more of like a streamer that you're hoping can get a touchdown. That's all. So not too many tight ends I don't like this season. I mean, I like a lot of these tight ends. There's a lot of good value super late. I'll go with some sleeper picks right here. Let me go at the very end of this. I usually look at the – I base my stats off like the ESPN projections and the cheat sheets. At the very end of the list, let's say you don't get an elite tight end and you wait till like the end of the round because tight end is not a big concern for you. Vernon Davis is sitting – I don't know how accurate this is, but he's last on this ESPN list as the last tight end. I would be more than okay with like streaming Vernon Davis. He's not going to get the catches you want, but if you want like 6 or 7 points from a tight end, Vernon Davis is going to do that probably every week. Really. That's what he's good for. He's good for two catches for like 40 yards. He usually gets a big 20, 30 yard catch every game. That's what he does. So that's actually, if you want to stream tight ends, man, which it's an okay strategy. I do like Vernon Davis. Another player I'm interested in this year is Darren Waller, the tight end for the Raiders. If we remember last year, Jared Cook was the tight end, and he was their number one player on offense. He did everything. He was their go-to target on offense since Amari Cooper left. And, yeah, Darren Waller is going to come in and fill that role. Teams are going to be, you know, super locked in on Antonio Brown and Tyrell Williams. Darren Waller should see a lot of work this season. So he could end up being a wider or a tight end one this season, which wouldn't even be surprising. So he's being drafted at 247. So that's a really good value for someone on the end of your bench that could potentially be your starting tight end. Another sleeper. I mean, if you want to talk sleepers, like I like Eric Ebron. I love Eric Ebron. He's the 11th tight end, and that's crazy. He had 10 touchdowns last season, and as I'm recording this last night, he had a touchdown in preseason on his, like, first or second drive, and, yeah, he has the most touchdown upside among any tight end in this category, so I love Eric Ebron. Jordan Reed's very interesting. I know everyone's been let down with Jordan Reed, and he's probably let a lot of teams down, or a lot of people down in fantasy, but as the 13th tight end, it's not a risk. You're drafting him hoping he can be good, hoping he could be a top 10 tight end, which I think he can be. So that's a good value there. Chris Herndon is very sneaky. He was really good last season. I don't know his numbers, but I mean, there'd be a lot of weeks where he'd be getting touchdowns a lot of weeks. And Sam Darnold looks like a better quarterback this season, so kind of interested in Chris Herndon. I really love the tight end position. Like, a lot of these guys, I would love to take a flyer on some of these guys. And I definitely like Hunter Henry this season. And right now, they lost Tyrell Williams. Melvin Gordon's not there. Keenan Allen is dealing with a foot injury as of right now. So Hunter Henry looks like he's going to get a lot of targets this season. If he can stay healthy, Hunter Henry could easily be a top 5 tight end, which I would love to see, because definitely a San Diego guy. So I'd love to see Hunter Henry finally get his breakout season. Man, that's probably it. I'm going to keep it a short episode. That's your tight end ranking. Some players I like, some players I dislike. Maybe you guys are feeling the same way on some of them. Maybe you aren't, you know. Hopefully this episode helped you guys a little bit. Steer you guys in the right direction of players you want, players you don't want. So that's it for the tight ends today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast, and I will see you in the next episode.